We all know good food when we taste it, but what's behind terms like molecular gastronomy, modernist cuisine, and avant-garde cooking? Well, we asked food and tech whiz Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues.
You know, Harold and I have been having this discussion for a long time before Myhrvold and Chris and, you know, Maxime and that whole crew proposed Modernist Cuisine as the title of their book. And, you know, the title of that book was proposed specifically because, you know, no one wanted to use the term molecular gastronomy because everyone hates it. You know, everyone who does that kind of work hates it, pretty much. And so prior to that, you know, McGee and I, a lot of times, you know, he would say avant-garde or kind of cutting edge or new or whatnot. But, you know, avant-garde is always, you know, it was good because it always just means new and it doesn't imply technology. I mean, the important thing is that, you know, a lot of what's going on isn't technology related. Do you know what I mean? A lot of what's going on in terms of, you know, new creativity in food isn't necessarily technology. You know, Daniel Patterson doesn't use a whole crap load of technology necessarily or even hydrocolloids anymore, but you would definitely consider his cooking to be part of the avant-garde cooking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with the focus. I think modernist was, you know, that crew's stab at a word that they thought they could get to stick. You know, my feeling is like every word that describes this is loaded. Avant-garde is a loaded term. Modernist is a loaded term. You know what I mean? So they're all loaded, and I prefer any of them to molecular. Yeah, you know what? It's like, yeah, we get it. You know, molecular is easy for people to wrap their head around, and, you know, some people made some, you know, were able to write a bunch of articles, and some chefs got some extra customers because of it, but it's just weak term.
For the rest of the show, check out episode 112 of Cooking Issues on heritageradionetwork.org. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, iTunes, and Stitcher. This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center. For more information, visit www.internationalculinarycenter.com.